This is CPR News NKRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Three teenagers accused of throwing large rocks into passing cars may stand trial on first-degree murder charges. They were arrested in April after allegedly hurling a heavy stone through a 20-year-old woman's windshield, killing her. Prosecutors say that no DNA evidence links the three men to the killing, but digital forensics place all three at the scene of the woman's death. They are due in court in December. A Grand Junction pediatrician stuck in Gaza says it's crucial that food, water, and medical supplies get to the area as soon as possible. Dr. Barbara Zinn sent a voice message to CPR from a United Nations camp on the Gaza Strip. She says children don't have life-saving medications and people with diabetes don't have insulin.
It's frustrating for us to know that there are trucks with humanitarian aid. They're just sitting on the Egyptian border waiting to come. And I just can't overemphasize the importance of allowing that humanitarian aid to come in and just the cruelty of not having that aid here.
President Biden says the Egyptian president has agreed to let up to 20 trucks of aid across the border into Gaza. That's only a fraction of the amount of aid waiting to cross. Biden noted it might take until tomorrow for those shipments to begin. The director of a new state office for relatives of missing and murdered indigenous people has resigned. CPR's Haley Sanchez has more.
Aaron Julian served less than a year as Colorado's first liaison for missing and murdered indigenous relatives. The Department of Public Safety says he stepped down for personal reasons. Julian faced criticism from advocates and families who say he was hard to reach and lacked vision. An acting director will be in charge until a replacement is hired. I'm Haley Sanchez, CPR News.
It's mostly sunny across the state today and through the rest of the week. This is CPR News and KRCC.